First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. This is the reading of God's word. By His doing, God's doing, you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful time of hearing your word. Oh Father, we pray that we would hear your word, truly hear, so our faith will grow and we'll be more like your Son, Jesus Christ, every day. And Father, by your grace, word will be preached correctly and all of us not only just understand the word but believe and obey your word to bring glory and honor to you. Oh Father, we pray that you and your alone will receive all the glory. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if someone asks us what is the Christianity, the surest answer we would give them is that Christianity is Jesus Christ. That it is all about Jesus Christ. And obviously, when we say what is about Christ, we're also talking about not only in terms of who He is, but what He has done, what He has accomplished. So Christianity also includes us, because it's about us in Christ. But it is about Christ and us in Christ. Even when we talk about ourselves, even when we talk about us, it is always in terms of Christ. Because if you want to talk about me, Young Kim without Christ doesn't exist. So if you're just talking about me apart from Christ, then you're talking about someone that does not exist. Christ and I, we are united, and we are united forever. So to speak of myself apart from Christ is nonsense. But this is what I hear from so-called Christians. They would rather speak about themselves in terms of this world, who they are in this world, what they are, and because of what they have done in their lives, who they have become. That's what they want to talk about. But see, you have to understand, you don't exists apart from Christ. There's no such thing. There's no such person, if you're a Christian, apart from Christ. See, who we are forever is always in terms of what Christ has done and what He has accomplished for us. And when it comes to Christianity, all is in Christ, by Christ, through Christ, because of Christ, and for Christ. See, from the election before creation to the consummation, the visible consummation, it is all in Christ, by Christ, through Christ, because of Christ, and for Jesus Christ. And you need to remember that. So whatever you might be doing, that's what you need to remember. You are in Christ. So if you look at our printed material, That's the only thing that I put on that paper. You are in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm going to read to you many, many verses today. Listen very carefully what God says to you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, just as He chose us in Him, meaning in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. It clearly says that our election is in Christ. It's not that God chose you, but that He chose you in Christ. But so many people talk as if God just chose them without Christ. Even as God chose you, Jesus was in view. Otherwise, He cannot choose you. Only in Christ. That's His design when it comes to salvation. That God would not do anything apart from Christ. Romans chapter 3 verse 24, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Our redemption is in Christ. Bible is very clear. God always includes this phrase, in Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 11, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. You and I, us being alive to God, is only in Christ. Because as soon as you remove Christ, you're dead. Forever. Alive to God in Christ. Romans chapter 6 verse 23, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ, Jesus our Lord. God doesn't just say eternal life, but eternal life in Christ. Only in Christ eternal life exists. So don't just talk about eternal life as if it's not in Christ. It's some separate from Christ. Romans chapter 8 verse 1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Only those who are in Jesus Christ, no condemnation. Romans chapter 8 verse 38 and 39, for I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus Christ. It's not that God just loves you. He loves you in Christ. Without Christ, God cannot love you. That's His design. Only in Christ He loves you. Love of God for us is in Christ, Bible clearly teaches us. Romans chapter 12, verse 5. So we who are many are one body in Christ. One body in Christ. us being one body is in Christ. Galatians chapter 3 verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. One in Christ Jesus. It's not that let us be one. No. If we become one apart from Christ, then that's sin. You know, the world talks about let's be one. But it's apart from Christ. So whatever they're doing, it's not a good thing, it's sin. I'm being one with you, only in Christ. And if we remove Jesus Christ, why do I need to be one with you? Why? There's no reason. Why do I even have to love you if we remove Christ in between us? Because what's going to end up happening is that you and I, we will go hell and we will hate one another forever. But we are one in Christ. Do not think of these things in terms of the world. Oh, they're going to say, yeah, being one is good. Oh, let's love one another. But apart from Christ, what is all that for? Well, you're going to be one in hell? Are you going to love one another in hell? So you're going to pretend to love one another for about 70 years and you're going to go to hell. Big deal. That's what happens apart from Christ. So it's so dumb to even talk about love or being one apart from Christ. Because it's just going to be pretending for 70, 80 years. Romans 15 verse 17, therefore in Christ Jesus I have found reason for boasting. Whatever we boast is in Christ. Because apart from Christ, if you ever boast about yourself or others, it's ridiculous, it's nonsense. Because the only thing that I have done apart from Christ is sin. Only thing anybody has done apart from Christ is sin. So what boasting are we talking about? That's what the world says. And the problem that I see is that Christians, they speak as if everything is apart from Christ. Romans 16 verse 9, our fellow worker in Christ. Us being fellow workers is only in Christ. Apart from Christ, we're not fellow anything. We're just pretending. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus. It's not that God just pours out His grace, but grace of God is given to you in Christ. That's what the Bible says. So if Christ is removed, there is no grace. Let me tell you, apart from Christ, whatever God does is judgment. whatever that might be, whatever God does, will be judgment for us if there is no Jesus Christ. First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling. Again, our sanctification is in Christ. Only in Christ that we will be more like Jesus Christ. It's not that God just saves you and somehow you're now alone and you have to do all these things apart from Christ. But I keep telling you, nothing about Christianity is apart from Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15, for in Jesus Christ I became your father through the gospel. Us being one family is in Christ. Like I said, if we remove Jesus Christ, I don't want to be family with you. Oh, that sounds very cold, but ultimately, if there is no Jesus Christ, then this world is everything, and if that is true, I want to have it. I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid that somehow there's no Christ, no heaven, and I forsake the world. Why? I want to have it, if that's everything. And if you be hindrance for me to have it, why would I love you? But to have heaven, to have Jesus Christ loving you, it's just natural. It's just part of it. Me loving you is because of Christ, is in Christ, is for Christ. So, I don't even think about not loving you. It's just part of being Christian, to love you, because it's in Christ. First Corinthians 15 verse 3. I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. I boast about you. Oh, in Christ, there's so many things I want to boast about you. Only in Christ. Especially if I arrive in heaven and I see you, I will introduce to you as a perfect man, obey perfectly, most righteous and holy person in the whole universe. Only in Christ. This is why I don't like officiating funerals. Because that dead person and the family wants me to say something good about that person. But what I know for sure is that that person was a sinner. That he deserved to go to hell apart from Christ. So it's going to be so hard for me to boast about that person. Oh, you go to funeral, you hear about all the good things that person has done during that life. But the truth is that only thing that he did is sin apart from Christ. So I'd rather boast about Christ and what he has done for him. But see, it's very hard. Because it's funeral. But I want to talk to you about this kind of stuff. So if you ask me to officiate funeral of your loved ones, you will expect, you will know what's coming. I will not necessarily say all the sin that he has committed, but I will just boast about Jesus Christ, what he has done for that person. Because he's saved only in Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, but thanks be to God, who always lead us in triumph in Christ. Our victory is in Christ. Only in Christ we have victory. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17b, we speak in Christ, in the sight of God. Whatever we speak, whatever it might be, you should speak in Christ. In terms of what Christ has done for you, what he has accomplished for you. Apart from Christ, it's better not to say anything. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17b, we speak in Christ. I read that. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14, but their minds were hardened. For until this very day, at the reading of the old covenant, the same veil remains unlifted because it is removed in Christ. The true understanding of the Bible is only in Jesus Christ. So even today, many people read Old Testament, but it's as if the shield is, or the veil is covering their face so that they don't see clearly, so they don't understand what the Old Testament is telling us about. Old Testament, just like New Testament, is speaking of Jesus Christ, but they don't see Jesus Christ in the Old Testament because veil is hiding their face. So what does that verse say? It will be lifted when they come to Christ. Only in Christ that veil will be lifted up. You will have right understanding. If you read the whole Bible in terms of Christ, otherwise, you will not see the truth, even though you're reading it. Only in Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Only those who are in Christ, Bible says, they are the new creation. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Reconciliation is only in Christ. God cannot reconcile with you if you are not in Christ. As you can see, God is the one who put that phrase in each of these verses, in Christ. It's not just given. You talk about in Christ once and every other sentence you utter, you don't have to talk about it. No, Bible is not like that. God himself repeats that phrase over and over and over and over again. I could go all day reading to you these verses. Yeah, I'm going a little bit further reading to you these verses. Galatians chapter 2, verse 4, our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus. The liberty you enjoy is in Christ. All the world talks about liberty also. But that's not true liberty. True liberty is liberty from sin, from this world. That liberty is only in Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 17, while seeking to be justified in Christ, our justification is only in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. God has given us all the blessings of heaven, but only in Christ. If you are apart from Christ, you cannot receive that blessing. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. So obviously the summing up of all things is in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 12, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory. Whatever that you hope in Christ. You cannot hope for something that God has done or what God promised to give us. You cannot hope for that apart from Christ. You're just not going to receive it. Only in Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. We are God's workmanship, created for good works, but we are created for good works in Christ. See, when God created us for good works, Christ was in view. He did not do that apart from Christ. And I'm here to tell you, everything that God has done, He did it in terms of Jesus Christ, in Christ, for Christ, through Christ. This is what you need to understand. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. You were apart from God, you were outside of the covenant, but God brought you close. Only in Christ. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 6, the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Gentiles being one body with Jews only happens in Christ. Ephesians 3 verse 11, this was in accordance with the eternal purpose which He carried out in Christ, Jesus our Lord. God carrying out the eternal purpose is in Christ. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32, just as God in Christ also have forgiven you. God in Christ forgiven you. God's forgiveness is in Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 1 verse 26, so that your proud confidence in me may abound in Christ through my coming to you again. Our abundant confidence in one another is in Jesus Christ, like I said. There's so much confidence that I have in you. You know, I really have to emphasize this. So many people talk about how congregation, they disappoint the pastor. They sin, they do some dumb things, and, you know, they don't know certain, you know, doctrines. But you have to understand, in Jesus Christ, I have confidence in you that you will be just like Christ one day. That confidence that I have about you is in Christ. It's not that you are worthy of that confidence. No, I will not trust you apart from Christ. And I hope you don't trust me apart from Christ. Because what is that, trusting one another, but there's no Jesus Christ? That's a beautiful story in this world, but it has nothing to do with Christianity. My confidence in you is in Christ. Christ, who is in you, will make you just like Him. I know that. I believe it. No matter how much you show me that to the contrary, I still believe what God has said to me. So I have that confidence. Philippians 3 verse 14, I press on toward the goal for the prize of upward call of God in Jesus Christ. God's upward call for us is also in Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. God says, don't be anxious about anything, but with thanksgiving, you know, let God know your petition. You pray, and peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your mind, but Him doing that in Christ. So it's not some peaceful feeling that any worldly people can get. That's not what we're talking about. Colossians chapter 1 verse 28, we proclaim Him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ. Your completeness is in Christ. Only in Christ you are complete. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14, and the grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. Faith and love is also in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13, retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. It's faith in Christ. Faith because of Christ. Faith. You cannot just talk about, I believe God, and you want to say that apart from Christ. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus. God's promise of life is only in Christ. He never promised you eternal life apart from Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. Again, God's grace is granted only in Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. Philemon chapter 1 verse 8, therefore, though I have enough confidence in Christ to order you to do what is proper. Philemon chapter 1 verse 20, yes, brother, let me benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Everything is in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 16, and keep a good conscience, so that in the things in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. They will be put to shame in Christ. And our good behavior is in Christ. You know, we talk about good behavior as if that good behavior does not need Jesus Christ. So I don't care what the worldly people do, how good they are. That's still sin. God says anything apart from faith is sin. Now obviously the good things that they do, it has nothing to do with their faith in Christ. So it is sin. So if you want to talk about good behavior, good works, well, only in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, Himself perfect, will Himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. One more verse and I will wrap this up. 1 Peter 5 verse 14, greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace be to you all who are in Christ. God's peace is for all those who are in Christ. Again, all is in Christ, by Christ, through Christ, because of Christ, and for Christ. And Lord Jesus Christ is the means and the method. Jesus Christ is the motivation. He is the meaning and the purpose. He's everything. Also, in Christ means that we are united with Christ. It is a representative union. He is our representative. Everything that He has done, He did it as our representative. Thus, it is as if we did those things ourselves. See, that we are, Christ and I, we are so one, we are united as one, so that everything that He has done, I could say, I did it. I could say, I have done it with Him. His death is my death. His righteousness is my righteousness. His resurrection is my resurrection. We are so united, we are so one, that I am so in Christ. Whatever He has done, I could claim it as if I did it. Do you understand how we are in Christ? His perfect life is my perfect life. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. I am so in Christ that when I live my life, it's actually Christ living through me, in me, because I am in Him. How can you think about yourself apart from Christ? In any second of your life, how can you think about yourself apart from Christ? And this is what saddens me, because you get up in the morning and you start your life, you know, that day, but Christ is not in your thought. Christ is not there. Even though you are in Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. How many times God has to repeat, in Christ, with Christ, for you to understand it? So that you will live this reality out in your life. Romans chapter 6, verse 5. For if we have been become united with Him in His likeness of His death, certainly we shall also be in His likeness of resurrection. We are in Christ, brothers and sisters. It also means that we have vital union with Christ. Meaning our life flows out of Him. Like a branch connected to tree. Through the roots and the tree, the nutrients come. Just like we are in Christ. We are united in Christ. The life itself flows to me from Christ. I will never be defiled in Christ. Even when I die, I am united to Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. Vital union. Because I'm in Christ, life flows from Him. And it flows into me every single second of my life. Eternal life. Like I said, even when we die in Him. You know, Bible describes the dead Christian. How? It says, these people, Christians who are dead, they're fallen asleep in Christ. In Christ. I'm just sleeping. This is why when Jesus comes back, we will resurrect to a glorified body. Because I am united to Christ. I am in Christ even when I'm dead. Even if I decay, I'm still in Christ. So I will resurrect to a glorified body when Jesus comes back. I give you a beautiful verse. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. It says, for in Him, in God, we live and move and exist. That's an actual quote from the verse. So we apply to Jesus here. In Jesus we live, we move, and we exist. This is what Christian is all about. understand who you are, brothers and sisters. In Christ, Jesus Christ is the sphere in which we live and move. If somebody asks you, where do you live? I live in Christ. Do you understand? Yes, we live here on earth, but remember, brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ, we also live in Christ. In Christ, all is accomplished. All is given for us who are in Christ. Jesus Christ is all to us. So, when you live in Christ, understand, in Christ, all has been accomplished and all has been given. It's yours. We are in Christ. All is in Christ, by Christ, through Christ, because of Christ and for Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the means and the method. He is the motivation. He is the meaning and the purpose. Please remember. It's in Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Truly amazing salvation that you have accomplished for us. That now who we are, what we are, what is my purpose, what is my motivation, what is the meaning? We are now able to answer all those questions in Christ. Jesus Christ is everything for us. We thank you that as you save us, that you made that true for us. We thank you. Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.